There appears to be the birth of a new mood of optimism about the future of St. Lawrence Gap, a place where in the recent past there was some concern about the loss of major entertainment hubs such as the Ship Inn and After Dark. Business owner Sean De Freitas notes that between Maxwell and St. Lawrence Gap account for between 15% and 20% of this country's hotel room stock, and it is the hotels that he credits with having spearheaded the efforts to create the new mood of optimism.
Ross Trevor's done an amazing job. It was started by, and I'm talking about the north end of the Gap mainly here. It was started by Yellow Bird. They did a refurbish, and then the Gap Hotel, I believe it is, South Gap Hotel, they did a refurbishment as well. And then Ross Trevor did one, and Gap is beginning to come alive again and move the standards up to where we would like to see it going. We've had the Dive open, which is a very nice themed restaurant. We have, of course, Sharky's that opened several years ago that is now a breakfast, lunch, and dinner venue. We have Mimosas, which is over on the beach, the old South Seas. Cocktail Kitchen, which is a very nice addition. The old Cafe Sol used to be on the corner. So the whole standard of the Gap is lifting. The Cove has been redone. It's very nice. It has a bar out by the road, and the restaurant is out by the road to do quite a lot of entertainment. So it is beginning to come back. But say that and say this, there are still some issues that we need to overcome to really make that 20th century leap, that movement into 20 and 2021 and forward.
Mr. De Freitas expands on the observation.
The Gap many years ago was redone as a, you know, kind of a half pedestrian, half drive-through sort of thing, with the intentions of having it properly landscaped and making it a beautiful area, well lit and so on, for foot traffic and people walking around and so on. And it kind of went wayward after a while, and it wasn't properly upkept or maintained, as is most of the time the case, I guess, lack of funding or lack of oversight. And it became run down. And a lot of what was originally intended was left to just rot, to be very honest with you. And nobody really paid much attention to it. Now, recently, in the last few years, quite a few of the owners and operators in the Gap have been championing to get some stuff done, get the streets cleaned, the lights made better, more security cameras, to get street humps put in the roads, better sidewalks for people to traverse on. Because one of the problems we do have in the Gap is a willy-nilly parking scenario where people have to walk down the center of the road, and then, of course, when they do so, people blow their horns because they have to move. It's a shared corridor, but it is a small corridor. So it really needs to be redefined again, and there is a plan afoot to redefine it, and that hopefully that will get some push now. The Minister of Tourism seems to be quite on board with it. I know that Prime Minister Motley has always had a soft spot for St. Lawrence Gap and has wanted to see it regenerate into something of a international tourist strip. So I think we're going to get the support that we've been looking for quite a while now. And I think they've put in some cameras. We've put in a few more lights already. We've painted the poles. Some garbage cans are coming in. Still have a lot of streetscaping to do, and so on. And that's the physical part of it. There's then the matter of security, and that has been a problem island-wide in all of our tourism districts. And that is something that we need to look a little more carefully at. The problem of harassment and street peddling and this sort of stuff. And that, again, is something that is going to take a joint effort between the business owners, the people that live in the Gap, and the government, in order to try and get that brought back to a controllable level. Because what happens right now is that we get a lot of... we have a lot of complaints. You can go on TripAdvisor, you'll see it. And there's loads of complaints, and the complaints are always about harassment.
Sean De Freitas says more about this matter of harassment in St. Lawrence Gap on the next edition of Sagicor's Early Business.